We are up to the Gemara. This today's Gemara, we need a picture book, and I forgot to bring it. It's all about the fats, different parts of the body, and then it's over. Says Gemara over here. A beautiful agadah in the last few days. Beautiful agadah. Another 7.5 years, we'll get there. Amar Abba, says Abba, Tzadgim Amar Alef. Amar Abba, Amar Yehuda, Amar Shmuel, Abba, Sanei B'nei Shmuel, Chaylev, the fats. Sha'al ha-meses, the fats that on top, you know, remember, there are four stomachs in an animal. The fats that on top of the meses and base ha-koises, which is the end of the stomach. But there's two kinds of fats on the stomach. The kedev is the, you know, there's two kinds of fats. There's kedev that's like part of the stomach, and there's kedev which is on the stomach. So there's a chaylev that covers the kedev. That's not what we're talking about here. We're talking about the chaylev that's next to it. The other one is attached to the stomach. This one is not attached. It's a bit further up, but it's like it could be peeled off. If this is fat, it's treif. As soon as also could have separate from the stomach. This is none of the fats that's on the kerev. If you have a picture there, Harvey has a picture right there. You see, and there's on the left and there's on the right. On the left is the chaylev hamachasas a kerev, and on the right is the chaylev al hakerev. The chaylev chas is like part of the stomach. The chaylev al is like sort of like a membrane on top of it, and that is treif, and you get kodesh for it. Yeah, Amar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel, Hay Tarba. This particular fat, the klibusa, this is a little bone, the end near the tail, and there's some fats there. That's also there's also considered treif fats. Onus kodesh kodesh. Zeu chaylev shal aksolim. These are the fats on the flank and on the side of the animal. Don't know if there's a picture of that there. Chaylev alak salim. The fats on the sides, on the flank and on the... That is the kerev. Okay, I don't know, some fats there. I can't see from here. Could be. I should have brought sichas chulin, full of beautiful pictures. Yeah, so you have here... So you have it? Oh, here we go. Here we go. Okay.
When I become a butcher, I have to learn all these halachas very carefully. I put the photos in the group.
Oh, right here, the picture. Here, see? But that's a tchoil, that's a spleen. That's the next one. I'll go on the next page, there's another picture. Anyway, we're getting there.
Very inspiring.
Extremely. This is anatomy of an animal. Okay, the veins that are in the foreleg of an animal, which according to Rashi, even the part that goes into the shoulder, are forbidden. They're forbidden. Now, we're not sure we're talking about forbidden because of fats or forbidden because of blood. Moshe, he called his chave Moshe, because anyone who's a Talmud Chacham is called Moshe. Moshe, me, Amar Rachmona, and Chassid explains because every Eid has a part of Moshe in them, especially the Nesim and the Gdol Yisrael, you know, they have even more manifest. Me, it's in there. Dig hard enough, you'll find it. Me, Amar Rachmona, Leitechel Bisra, did the Tater say not to eat flesh? What's wrong with eating those bones? Yeah. Amar Rav said, Moshe, me, Amar Rachmona, but faket, the Tater said, Achol Dama. How can you eat it? It's blood there. It's not, it's fat. You're right. It's like flesh, but it's blood because these are the veins. How can you eat it? Chotchei, cut open, slice open every vein. Umolche, and salt it. Then, afiluk deinami shabadam, and you can even cook it because once you salt it, there's two ways of salting. One is through salting, sorry, two ways of extracting blood. One is through salting, and one is through grilling. Salting you must do within 3 days. If you don't do it within 3 days, the salt is not going to penetrate anymore because the meat already dried up, and it's very hard to penetrate. Grilling even after 3 days. So the difference is, within 3 days, you can then, after grilling, take it and cook it. After 3 days, when you grill it, you can no longer cook it. So liver, if you didn't grill it within the 3 days of a shechting, you cannot, and you grill it at home, you cannot then go and cook it with something because we're scared that the cooking will take out some more of the blood that does... didn't come out. But grilling generally is a better process than salting because it goes through and through. Even here, when I came here, some of the butchers didn't salt at all. And the rabbis then said, "Bidavka, don't do it so that people should learn how to wear." Yeah, exactly, yeah. When I was growing up in America, the livers, everybody had to grill it at home. Not, everything else he didn't, but the liver had to grill. I still remember the smell.
have to do right away, but after we shift it.
No, within 3 days. Within 3 days. That's exactly right. Within 3 days. Otherwise, you can do it afterwards, but you cannot cook it. This is how the poskim, like when they export Eretz Yisrael from Argentina, these places, or if you and they want to salt it there, it's not going to make it. Exactly. That's exactly. So the machlekes is when you freeze it, does it? Because nothing happens during the frozen, and they do the snap frozen. Do we say the 3 days start from when you thaw, or the 3 days start from shchita, regardless?
Now, when you buy a liver in the butcher, you don't know if it's 3 days old. Because now with the refrigeration, it could be more.
Yeah, but the hashgacha wouldn't allow it. No way. You shouldn't even say that, because then you're being metal suffic in your own flesh eating. It's a chilek. If you don't trust that, you can't trust anything. Manushach. Then we're right. He says there, Reish Maya, we're talking about the intestines that come out of the stomach, is Amosa Boyegreda. For an amal length, you know the intestines are very long. The last amal, the amal that's connected to the stomach, you have to peel off all the fats that are sitting outside of that thing. That's known as the fats that are on top of the intestines. It's the strings that are on the, by the end, by the tail, which we call the flanking over there, is asurin or asur. Chamisha chutis, but there are 5 different veins, the kafla on the flanking, klosim, imina, 3 on the right, vetartim, 2 on the left, klosim, mefatzli, 3, the 3 on the right, they split up into 2, and 3, mefatzli, tros, and the 2 on the left, each one of them breaks up into 3 different veins. Klosim, nafkamina, the chilik is, the sholif lua, the chamima, if you extract these veins while the animal was just shochten, so the animal's still 37 degrees, still warm, then mishtalfi, all the veins will be pulled out. But if you don't do it straight away, you wait a while, then boy chatuti basrayu. Then when you pull out the vein afterwards, it's not enough. You have to make sure you go to get to the 2, when you get to the 3, you get all those little veins and ciliary veins that come out of it. And this is the number I'm telling you have to make sure you extract all of that. There are 5 different places where you have these strings of Issa, plus the Mishum Tarba, 3 of them are also because of fat, 2 of them are also because of blood. The Tachli, the spleen, the Kafli, and the flanken, Udukulisa, and the kidneys, Mishum Tarba. The veins are considered fats, and they're also as fats. The Yoda, the hand, Udlu, and the jaws in the mouth, Mishum Dhamma. There the problem is blood. The mind of community. What's the chilek? It's also. What I care is also because of fats, because of blood. Because blood is an eitzah, it's a remedy. Fats is no remedy. Treif. Blood, we just said, if you slice open the veins and you salt it properly, the blood gets extracted. So there is a remedy. Hani mishum dama, the mind of community, hani mishum dama, those are because of blood. You cut it open, the malach, you salt it, it's good. Hanach lesser takante, but when it comes to fats, there's no remedy whatsoever. There are 5 different membranes. 3 of them are also because of fats. 2 of blood. The tachle, the spleen, the kafle, and the flanken, the kulis, and the kidneys. Mishum tarba is all fats, just like the veins we had before. The beye, the testicles, ude mikra, and the skull. Mishum dama. There, the membrane is blood. Again, the chilek is, you can salt it and fix it up. He used to peel tachla, the spleen, the levi bre. He once peeled the spleen for his son Levi. Levi, the son of Rav Huna bar Chiya. He then just took off, he smoothed out the fats that on top of it, that's equal to the meat. He didn't worry about any of the fats that was inside the spleen itself. To him, that was flesh, and that's kosher. Levi said to him, "Chuz beit fei, dig a little bit into it and pull out the fats that's inside the spleen itself." In other words, he only peeled the part that was above, the spleen, and that's the part in the spleen that attaches to the stomach. So that's the only part of fats he took away, and he told him, "Go down all the way to the bottom of the spleen." Also, Abu came his father. Your mother's father, Taka said exactly like you just said. Rabbi Manu Bibaba, like Osra. So Yuk Zayda said, like Osra had Torah Elosh al Dor Bavad. Only the top part of the spleen, the part that's connected to the stomach, only that fat is also, the rest is mutter. So he did the right thing by just leveling it off without digging further down. And he's not so, Rabuna said, Tony, we learned, Kroim shal choim osu. He said that the membrane that's on the spleen is also ve'in chayov in olav, but you just want to abundant. You don't get malchus for it. Now, hechidami, ilem mishaladod, if it's a top part which is attached to the stomach, what do you mean you don't get malchus? That's a fat straight matayde. Sure, you get malchus. Amayin chayov in olav, novos, elo, the kulya, he's talking about the rest of the spleen, and yet he says it's also. So what are you telling him? That you don't have to dig in the fats. The kulya of the kidney means entire, no, here, but kulya means kulay. All of the entire spleen. Yeah. We're now talking about the spleen. What part of the fats are also? So he said only the top part. We're asking a question. The bottom part also. At least the top part is from the part that's connected to the stomach. The spleen is matayra, and the bottom part is also from the rabbanon. So Levi is right. Dig the rest out. Amalei itanya tanya. Sorry.
The tool itself. Can you eat it?
Yeah. If you can get rid of the membrane.
The whole thing is full of blood.
It's
one big bag of blood.
Yes, yeah, so you do the same like you do by liver. But liver is worse. Itanya tanya, state. I didn't know. Goof, let's analyze. I'm going to turn it. We learned Kroen Shalat Chalos. The fats on the Chalos. Only with the Rabban, we're talking about the bottom part of the spleen. As we'll soon see the Gemara. Kroen Shalat Bakuya, the membrane at the top of the kidney. That says Bakuya, an aleph. Also, it's forbidden. Again, it's forbidden, but you don't get malchus. I have a tangle in the brains of Chayov and Love. We are Chayov on both of them. You Chayov and you get Malkus. Like Mordechai say. Chololat Cholakasha. Spleen of Cholakasha. How can they get Hadod? The top part is also Matayda. The bottom part, no, the part further away from the stomach is only Rabbanim. Kulya, Kulya, Cholakasha. Kidney, no question. Habi Lo, Habetat. Again, the higher part, that's Mamish fats. That's on the top of the kidney and has a thin membrane. And that thin membrane is also considered Mamish fats. And the lower part is not. Think about the Beyi Chashilta. Testicles that are, you know, from this, that are hanging. Also, one of them says, also, we're talking about Avim Lechai. The Dimba Avim Lechai is if a limb of an animal was cut off while the animal is alive, you're not allowed to eat it. Even after you shechted the animal, you're not allowed to eat it because the shechita has no bearing on the leg that got cut off because it was disconnected. And we learned. No, the rest of the animal is kosher, just the part that was cut off while it was a thing. And we learned the last time that if something is dangling by a thin skin, it doesn't become kosher because the shechita has no bearing on it. What about, we're talking about now, the testicles were hanging in and it's like cut off, but a little bit still hanging, the membrane is still hanging here. So it's still covered, in other words, it's still inside the body, but it's detached. One of them says also because still even though it's inside the mother's womb at the time, but the shechita had no bearing on it. But the chad shor, that one said that's mutter. And also, one says also medulla kabari, and he says since he can never get healed, there's an ayah, that's not part of the animal, so the shechita has no bearing on it. Hani even when the chay news, because even when the chay, man the shor, once it's permitted, medulla kamisachet, it can stay that way for a long time. It doesn't go foul. If it was detached completely from the animal, it would eventually go off. The fact that it doesn't decompose an eye, that's too connected to the animal, so shchita has bearing on it. It's hanichai yusei izbehu, still has some life left in it. Va'ida, the other one, hai, you know, the other one says, that's not an eye. You know what hai lekom esachet? Lekom shol ba'avida, because inside the mother's womb, what causes decompose is the oxygen in the air. There's nothing there. It's inside the mother's womb. Va'idach, another one says, you know, hai leberian, really, it's part of the animal. So are you going to tell me how come it never gets cured? How come it doesn't fix it up? Ki chishusu dinokilahu, because it's very, very weak. These testicles that are sort of detached inside the womb, Sharian is permitted. Even though I'm pasking that it's permitted, why it's still part of the animal? When you shechted the animal, it also affected these testicles. But you don't need them. You came from Bavel, and over there the minig is to be asin. Therefore, you should conduct yourself like over there, like you did your Asr. Tay says this whole thing's only with the Rabbanan anyway, because since it's only time is because Eben Lechai is completely severed from the original source. Here, it definitely wasn't completely separated from the original source. And Tay says, why do you have to continue the Chumras from the place he came from? Because he intends to go back there one day. And therefore, you have to continue the chumras that you continue.
So, is that negayah to
you have to change your goyis. The eternal contradiction in Australia is that there are a lot of Australians that when you go to Eretz Yisrael, they keep one day. In other words, they're saying when you go to another country, you got to conform. But the Israelis, when they come here, they all keep one day as well. And you can't have it both ways. If it worked, if they come here for Yom Tov, they must keep 2 days because that's the meaning of Australia.
Is it because of Chumrei Hamokim or is it because of the Kedushas Hamokim?
To my Yom Tov Sheni, we had in Gemara Pesachim. Wait 2 years, we'll get Gemara Pesachim. Hold that thought. The Rav Safra there. The B'nai Tzedin, yeah, with the Rebbe. There's no Chabad custom. There's some Chabad Rabban this way, some Chabad Rabban that way. There's no Chabad custom. Because there are different letters from the Rebbe saying different, it seems to be saying different things, so it depends. So, for example, if I go to Israel, I'll keep 2 days. And but Australians seem to keep one day. Rebbe Groner himself.
If I'm down there for a holiday, I intend to come back here. You know, I keep only 1 day, am I doing wrong?
It depends according to whom. Don't ask me.
It's 1.5 days
now. That's it. 1.5 days.
Well, you don't do melacha on the second day.
But you put on film. Yeah. That's right. That's a third of you. Like Americans, generally, 95% of Americans keep 2 days.
A good answer to every question.
That's it. Okay, let's continue. These testicles of a goat, but any animal, the first 30 days, Sharyin, they're growing below a cliff, they don't have a membrane surrounding it, but so therefore, there's not enough blood in there, so therefore, it's not really a separate thing yet. And Mikal Elech, and from 30 days onwards, E Azrin, if they have in their semen that are sudden, they became now a separate thing. So therefore, we know there's blood inside them in the testicles.
Because they can produce.
That's right. And the Loy Azrin Shayin, there's no blood there. It's just meat. There's no blood there. The blood come in only after 30 days, and only even then, only after it has the semen. But now, how in the world can we tell after 30 days if it has semen or not? If there's signs of red, sumki, I've seen it. There's traces of red there, then you know there's blood there. Also, let's be shalaika, sumki, shai is permitted. Umtze beye umizroke. So if you have the umtze, you know, raw meat, beye, testicles, umizroke, these are the veins inside the neck. Pligi ba, rav acha, ravina, an interesting Morris makes a comment. Now he mentioned rav acha, ravina. Bekol ha teira kula, wherever they have an argument, and anywhere in the teira, always, ravina la kula. Like Hillel and Shammai. Ravina is always the one that's lenient, and Rav Ach is always L'chumra, except 3 cases. And always V'hichasak Ravina, L'kula. We'll always pass like Ravina with L'kula. L'bar Mahani Tlas, that 3 cases, that Rav Ach is the ones L'kula, and Ravina L'chumra, and then V'hichasak Rav Ach L'kula. So what the Gemara is saying here, we're always passing L'kula, whoever it is. But we pass can always L'kula.
Yeah, but Hillel also.
That's true, yeah.
Except for
But when Hillel is Machma and Shammai is Mekel, we still passing L'kula. So we don't gain anything. No, there's an idiot. There's a whole mishnah there. The things six times the Shammai and Hillel themselves argue.
The Bayan Robert 6 times also, isn't it? Or was it 3? No, that's
six. Yalgam. But there's a what do you call it? There's a mishnah idiot counts the cases where Shammai was the one who was Mekel and Hill was Machna. But even there, we're passing like Hill. So it's not that we're always passing the Kula. We're passing like Hill. Here we're saying we're not picking Ravina Ravacha. Whoever's Mekel, that's the one that we're going to pass him like. Interesting approach. That will always be Mekel. The hilchos are going to be achal kula. Umtze, so you have raw meat, the asmik, that's full of red, is chotcha, you cut it, mochi, and salt it. After you didn't have a shabbatami, it's also good. Shabbatami, talya, nami, bishpud, what happens if instead of salting it, you decide to put it on a roast, on a spit? Is if doyiv dama agumra. So the blood, doyiv dama. What happens? The blood comes right out. You shechted it and you put it on the spit. What happens? The blood just comes pouring out. Perfect. Agumra. What happens? You take the meat and you put it directly you didn't salt it and you put it directly onto coal. Now, what happens here? Because if it's sitting right in the coal, it could be the coal is blocking the blood from coming out. So if you put it in coal, plea with achalavina. Here's a machleir of achalavina. Chadama mishiv shivile. One of them says the blood is drawn out. The chadama, the other one says mitzmas tzamshle. If a cat, the blood gets absorbed into the meat because you don't have, there's no way for the blood to escape, so it stays inside, and it's also you have blood inside. The blood does not become usher if you eat raw meat. You'll not eat raw meat if you didn't salt. provided you don't cook it. Why? It's the blood only when the blood goes out of the of the meat, or the blood maybe the blood that moves around. But if you eat raw meat, there's no problem. It's only when you cook meat that wasn't salted. What happens when you cook is the blood goes out and goes right back in. As soon as the blood goes out, it's dam, it's treif, you get karis. And then it goes back in, it's an iser. So if you eat raw meat, you don't have to salt. So we say, if you put it directly onto the gumri, onto the coal, the blood is trapped. And the blood moved around. So it's aser. V'chein beyi, the same thing by testicle. V'chein mizraki, these are the veins in the neck. Reisha, bekivsha. If, let's say, you take the head of the animal out and you cut all its hair off, and then you put it into coal. That's how they put it. They take all the hair off, put it into hot water to take all the hair off, you know, and then they put it into coal. Oisva beisa shchita. We're not talking about hot water, we're talking about cold water, because hot water would be a problem. You're cooking it already without the salt, and the blood came out. We're talking about you put in cold water, and that's how it's easy to... it's like when you flick a chicken, you know, you put it in water, it makes it a lot easier. Arash Hashana, you have to have a big head sitting on your table. You should. If you have a head on the table and with the eyeballs looking at you, it puts a pachad.
So, yeah. If you don't have to salt it, you're still eating the blood.
Yeah, but the blood's not us. The blood is only us when it moves. It's not its natural state. So, and it doesn't move unless you cook it. It's the heat that makes the blood move. And therefore, you're allowed to. Yeah. Dayev, what is it? So, if you place it on the table, on the coal, let's say. On the base of shchita. So the base of shchita is facing downwards. And dayev dama. What happens? All the blood drains out. Perfect. Vishadi is permitted. What happens? Adzdodin, you place it on the side, on the jaw, is what happens then is mikveh kafi, not all the blood runs out, some of the blood stays inside, because it's not facing downwards. And it gets absorbed in the meat, the problem. But also, somebody didn't salt it, you're just relying on putting it in the coal. Oisvi and chida, you put it on the nose, the nostrils, so you're blocking the nostrils, depends. Dos bamidi, you put something underneath it to lift the animal, shoddy. But if not, also it is awesome. Ikidam mele say, anechide by beis hashchiya doiv. Put it on the nostril, and you put it on the beis hashchiya, all the blood runs out. As done on the side, on the sides, you before said it's no good. Here we'll say the following. Eat dos bam, if you lift it, midi shall permit it. If not, also it is awesome. Om Rav Yehuda, Om HaShmuel, Rav Yehuda said, name Shmuel, Shnei Gidin Hein, there are two veins. HaPrimi Samuch LeEtzem Asa. There are two veins, the Primi, the inside one, the long, Primi is the main one, that's Asa Mahatera. That's called the sciatic nerve. And that's inside because it sees the other leg. Asa V'chayam L'Avchitz, in the outer one, we had a Machlekes, if it's the top part of the leg or the bottom part of the leg. Samuch LeBasa, next to the flesh, is Asa, is Asa. But the chayav love, it's only us from Rabbanon, you don't get lashes. But so your description of the primi is that's near the bone. And the fact we always describe it as being near the flesh. And your description of the outside one that is near the flesh, when actually it's near the bone. Says the Gemara, but you learn primi is on the basa. It's not a problem. He says miklikli. Part of it is close to the meat, and part of it is close to the bone. What happens is the sciatic nerve goes into the flesh, and it goes into the flesh itself, then it's near the flesh. When it's near the bone, the top part, then it's called near the bone. So both correct. It's like a key that you open up and you put it inside. Including mikli means you open the lock. What time you learn chitzas and that, regarding the outer one, you says near the flesh, it says it in all places near the bone. In other words, it's not in the meat, it's exposed, it's separated. When we say that it's near the bone, we're talking about where the sheikh had cut open the meat so that you can actually see that bone. So there, it's like near the bone because you can actually see it. Itmo we learned tavach. If you have a butcher, in those days they didn't have mashgichim; they trusted the butcher. The Vad Arba Rotzes in the 1600s made a gzeida. You're not allowed to have that a butcher and a sheikh should be the same person. Because we don't trust him anymore, because if you're treif, an animal's treif, what happens? He loses all that money. Could be the sheikhid and the butcher are the same person. But they need a mashgiach, a third party, who has no... these have big losses, because the goyim knew when you had a treif animal, there's nothing you could do with it. So they would pay you a cent to the dollar. That's what he did. So what happens? You have a butcher, and it seems that the job of the butcher in those days was to remove all the fats and everything else, and we relied on him. They found one time he sold meat, and there's a piece of fat still there. They found fats left. In other words, he was derelict in his duty. The shayla is, they would take away his license from being a sheikh. Rav Yehuda says, if he found fats, sorry? Maybe it was a mistake. It don't matter. He deliberately put in today. Not the one that. He wasn't clean enough. He wasn't that meticulous. So he left a piece of fats. How much should be a problem? Rav Yehuda Amar, because if he left the size of a barley, even a small little piece, that's it. He's out. Rabbi Yechon says, if he left a kazayis, when did he get a kazayis for malchus? Why would the butcher get malchus? He left fats there. But what aveda did he do here? And it seems from here that for lifnei evil is in michshel, you get malchus as well. That's what it says. But you get malchus. You get malchus. They have to be warned. So if he had to be warned, if he's warned,
wouldn't you say that he's a muzuv omud?
Yeah, that's it.
Constant warning. Yes, there was. That's his job.
Oh, that's another. You have to be standing there because you can say, I forgot.
Why do you have a butcher? I could do it myself. I do it myself.
True, but there's so many. He'll say, I forgot about this particular piece. Of course, I know you have to take away a chayla, but I forgot. It's a little piece.
So you know what they've done.
They take away. They don't sell you the tray for fats. They don't sell you the tray for fats. Here, Chas
v'Shalom. The sheikh doesn't do the butchering. The butcher doesn't do the shechting.
They sell you kosher parts of the meat, not the non-kosher parts. And kan la'ovre, to lose the job. Sorry. No, they don't. They don't sell the rump steak. You know, it's too hard. And they probably don't even know how to do it. Kan la'ovre. And here we're talking about to lose his job. Lose a job the size of a barley. To get malchus, you need the side of a kazayis. But to lose a job, even a bali, you can't trust him anymore. Once you betray your trust, the only way to do tshuva is that if a treif, the Gemara says, if a treif animal comes by his way and he declares it's treif, so, and he incurred a big loss, that shows that he did tshuva. Amar Rav Zuna says, no, kisa'oida b'makam echad. That this is, they're talking about the same thing. A bali, to lose his job, barley in one place, kazayis for the Gemara Kaimus. A kazayis, even if it's two and three places, and one place is even less than a barley, it adds up. When it comes to losing the job, it has to be the size of a barley in one place. When it comes to get malchus, I'm not arguing, just explaining. When it comes to get malchus, even if you have less than a barley in one place and less than a barley in another place, but you add them all up together, there's a kazayis who gets malchus. Now there's an argument. The halacha is to get malchus as a kazayis. And to lose a job, but even a kesaida. So women that lochid nobody's arguing. Maybe he's trying to say here that it has to be in one place, the malchus, not like Razutra said. Ain hatabach money. We don't believe the butcher. So we had in the Mishnah a machlekes. Can you believe the butcher to remove everything or not? So we had a machlekes Mishnah. The Ramea says we don't trust him removing the gidan losha. It's a big job. And Chama say we trust them on that and removing all the fats. Initially they said they're not to be trusted. And then later on they said, you know what, we can trust them. Oh, Nachman, that doesn't make sense. Ach Shadar, that's what we should be for bringers. Ach Shadar, what, today we're better than Amol? How many times you hear, oh, I remember Amol, everything's Amol. Amol, 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 today is no good. And here you're telling me that Amol, you couldn't trust the butchers, but today you can. Ach Shadar, what, we're better than Amol? It's hard to imagine. So Zimor says, no. That were better. Not that were better. Me, in the beginning, that we saw the Krameyer, when the first day.
Rav Nachman's statement is a question?
Yeah. It's a question. It doesn't make sense. I don't believe it. I don't believe that we're frumer today than yesterday. If they didn't trust him yesterday, how can you trust him today? That's his question. So think about it. Yeah, but we're not generally. It's called Yedidah Sadoiris. Yeah, so Gemara is like this. he said, explain. Amol saw the Kremay, they followed Ramey, which means they didn't trust him. Lahem Hem didn't trust. Ulubu say saw the Rabbi Huda, then they started to follow Rabbi Huda that you could trust him. It changed the halacha, not the, that we're from, we changed the halacha from Ramey to Rabbi Huda. So that's why we trust him today. Not because we're more faithful, just that we decided to follow Rabbi Huda. So the Mother, Ikirasilab, other than Jupufakat. They are believed. Then came a time and said they're not believed. Then Nachman is one who said, now a generation later, today he's after Rabbi Yechon, today we believe. What do you mean? Rabbi Yechon in his time, we didn't believe. And Nachman, your generation, if you remember, Yechiel said in the Gemara, we were so innocent, and you know, with girls and everything else, and now we're not so innocent. So even Rabbi Yechiel's lifetime, things change. So Nachman, for sure, you need to date this. So you tell me you're frumer than Rabbi Yechiel? Gemara said, no. Me kodesh, Savre, but first you hold Rabbi Yechiel, trust it. Then Hodesh, Savre, Krameyer, and then we decided to be Machmer, Favre, Krameyer. We don't trust him more. That's what Rabbi Yechiel said. We don't trust him anymore. Is Kama David Kid Rabbi Yehuda Le Mehemda? Kama, as long as they remember Rabbi Yehuda. First they thought like Rabbi Yehuda to be trusted. Then they thought like a man not to be trusted. And Kama David Kid Le. Rameya said that you have to, you know, pull everything out, and it's not just taking over the top. You have to pull everything out, all the veins out, and all the. Rameya said you have to pull out all the fats. Rabbi Yehuda said you don't have to. There's a machlek is what fats you have to pull out by the ginosher. Rameya says all the fats are treif. Rabbi Yehuda said only the top part. The rest of the fats are kosher. That's what Rameya holds. You can't trust him because it's such a big job. You got to get through all the fats inside the meat and dig it all out. That's a very big job. Rabbi Yehuda is very easy. You just cut a level with the meat and everything is all right.
As long as they remember that Rabbi Yehuda's shita.
That's right. So as long when they paskin like Rameya regarding the fats, they said you can't trust anybody. It's too hard work, and you have to check after them to make sure that's all right. So Mikada started like Rabbi Yehuda. First they thought like Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we trusted everybody. Why? It's an easy job, and therefore they believed, and so on. And then they said, no, the halach is like Rameh, you got to pull it all out. So why didn't they trust him? Savruk Rabbi Yehuda. Hadar Rameh. The problem was, Kam Rabbi Kila Rabbi Yehuda, Leim Hemdeh. There were a number of butchers that said, what are you talking about? Yesterday we followed Rabbi Yehuda. We followed Rabbi Yehuda. So they were makel to themselves. So therefore you couldn't trust any butcher, because since now we decided to be machel like Rameh, to pull out all the fats, the butchers, the older butchers, you couldn't trust, because they were in the habit of following Rabbi Yehuda, that's it. But then Rabbi Nachman says, in my generation, all those old fogies died. Exactly. Now everyone knows Rameh got to pull it out, you could trust them. Now they forgot Rabbi Yehuda, man, you could trust them. That was the Gemara, so according to this version. That's
just,
right.
It's just a practical difference.
Exactly. According to the Gemara here, we trust even hard work. Question is, the problem is they remember that Amol the Rabbanim Paskin this way. They were big Rabbanim. Why should I listen to Rabbanim of today? That's how it was. Not like the first version, which is basically, do you trust them or don't trust them at all? So the Gemara, how do you get fat? We're talking about Gidon Asher, where you can trust him now. Why do you want fats? In the money, all of the Rameh say you don't trust him on the Gidon Asher, nor you trust him on the fats, because Rameh holds, you got to dig the scoop the fats out from inside the meat, big job. In the money, all of the Alachay, you trust it on this and on the fats. We'll stop here.